Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time to open up the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right, Ricky. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles on their website. I'd do it. BMWFairfax.com. They'll take care of you, I promise you. And you're going to love driving that thing. There's nothing like it. All right, Katy Perry's in the news. She's walking around. I don't know. Is she in like a rabbit suit or something? I don't even know what it is. Penguin? I don't know. Well, she's wearing some kind of suit. I don't know where she's walking around.
Okay. It's
weird. They photographed her recently, and they say she looks downtrodden as plans, apparently, of her and Orlando Bloom to split are leaking. Who knows, but a source told Page Six of the New York Post recently, quote, it's over.
It over.
They're waiting till the tour is over before they announce their split. Of course, the 40-year-old pop star, her current tour kicked off April 23rd, scheduled to run until December 7th. It's been getting kind of panned. She's getting mediocre reviews on the tour. If you've seen any of like the dancing and her running around, I mean,
some of her dancing is very weird.
It just looks like a no talent. Yeah. I mean, she could sing.
It's bizarre.
But she's not a blessed dancer.
So they're not married. They're just engaged.
They've been engaged for since like 2018, 2019, but they never got married.
So basically married.
But they have kids. They're saying that the stress from the critiques of the album was panned. Not a lot of people are going on the tour. She got just murdered for the way she overreacted when she did the little Blue Origin thing, right? When she kissed the ground and she wouldn't shut up, made it all about her, holding the flowers. Like, she just was a maniac. So there's been a lot of, like, anti-Katy Perry press lately. And apparently it's taken its toll on the relationship.
I guess that could be a thing.
They say that Orlando's been out and about a lot more without her lately. That they just have different schedules. They're just doing their own thing. And he's over.
What happened to the waking up in Vegas era?
That was a great.
I mean, it's just such a home run back in the day.
It's a great era.
Those days are gone.
Don't you think when these iconic people, for better or for worse, when they, after like 10 years or something of being famous, they just become so jaded and weird and cut off from people.
Maybe that could be it.
It's hard to because you're just living a different life.
Yeah.
You know?
When's the last time they probably drove a car to Target? Doesn't happen.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it happens a lot.
I mean, some of them probably.
Some of them, you see them in LA, they go to Ralph's or whatever. Yeah. I think that's their grocery store, right?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. They go to Ralph's. They get their groceries.
I mean, the big names, probably not, but I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of actors and singers that just do their own shopping. It's probably an overwhelming number.
You know,
we can't all have, you know,
One of the first
special assistants
personal assistants.
Do that.
Yeah.
One of the first iconic reality shows, I think it's safe to say, was The Osbournes, right?
Yeah.
20
definitely.
Years ago.
Yeah.
One of the first. And it, that was just such an interesting family, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the difference in life and like a Hollywood star and, you know, rock star and just the average person. And we all know that Ozzy's had a checkered history with drug abuse and, you know, womanizing everything. And now he's got the health issues. They showed a video of him I saw recently where he did an interview like 35 years ago. Let's say he's half the age he is now.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he was zonked out of his mind.
Well, he was
out
on,
of his effing mind
he was
in the interview.
Probably just doing,
he was like screaming.
He's probably doing mountains of cocaine.
Yes.
Drinking to blackout levels. Like
his
like every
eyes
day.
Were all bugged
How
out.
How is he still alive?
I don't know.
It's shocking he's made it this far.
It is truly unbelievable.
I mean, I can't believe that someone... And he, look, he's not the only guy. I mean, there was tons of rockers from that era that were doing the same thing. But I can't believe that they're still alive.
Here's just one,
based on all this toxins.
There's an infamous story that when Ozzy Osbourne was touring with Motley Crue as the opening act, at one point they ran out of cocaine and they got out of the bus and they started snorting lines of ants, live ants that were walking around outside of the tour bus.
Because they were that out of their minds?
Well, they were out of their minds and they just somebody dared somebody else to do it and they did it and...
Yeah, I did a story a couple weeks ago where
it's insane behavior.
They said that Steven Tyler, the reason why he always had the bandana around his microphone is because that's where he hid his cocaine.
It makes
so while
sense.
He was on stage singing, he could get a little hit.
Get that bump.
Yeah, from the bandana. I mean, the lifestyles. By the way, I said this to my family, speaking of. Now, these guys have these crazy lifestyles, but a lot of them, like Mick Jagger, like they're incredibly fit. At least from the outside looking in, right? Who knows inside?
Well,
it could be a, it could be a broken, but they're so fit from all the running around and jumping.
Jump around the stages. Yeah.
There's a video.
They also don't eat, probably.
There's a video of Rick Springfield, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who's 70? I believe he's 76
he's
years old.
He's old.
Okay. He's got a shirt off.
He looks
he's
good.
Still got a mullet. He still has some dark hairs in there. Maybe it's coloring it. Who knows? He looks like he's 50. He's not jacked.
It's silly
but
genetics.
He has like a swimmer's body. He's playing Jesse's girl, and he looks he's drenched in sweat. He's rocking out, and he looks like he's maybe even 40. He looks unreal.
He's 75.
Yeah, he's 75 years old.
I didn't realize he was he's Australian. I thought he was American.
He was definitely born in Guildford, New South Wales, Australia.
Yeah, does he have an accent? I didn't think
Zippy
he did.
Accent.
Okay, so maybe he was born there, but he was raised here then, I guess.
Yeah. You got to see this viral clip of him.
It's
on
that.
Instagram. He's 75. He's going to be 76.
No idea he was an Aussie.
I didn't know that.
And he's just in remarkable shape, and it is Jesse's girl sounds silly.
Jesse's girl. People in the year 2900 are going to turn on Jesse's girl and say,
hey, Valdez.
Hit.
Come on, give me a little bit.
Smash.
Give me a little
hit.
Bit of Jesse's girl.
One of the biggest songs of the 80s.
Do you know somebody gave me that record? Do you know who that is?
Nope.
I think it might be John Allville.
Johnny Cakes.
Yeah.
I remember
that's a
that.
Silly birthday gift.
That's one of my
oh, that's a great album.
John
gift.
Allville.
Yes.
When I was maybe 9 or 10 years old.
I knew hits back in the day. Golden Ears.
Crank this up a little bit. He gave me the vinyl.
I like vinyl.
Working Bolt. Class Dog.
It's a great album.
You know what? This is going on the playlist right now today.
Well, it should.
This is going on.
Should
the
have already been there.
Oversight.
I believe this is on the Purple Heart playlist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is Don't Talk to Strangers also on that album? Because that's a smash hit too.
That's a good song.
That is a smashola. Apparently, it's not on that album.
How come you don't give him a hard time about being on TRT?
Who?
Rick Springfield.
He's clearly, yeah, probably. You're probably right. But like, how incredible does
he
look?
Can't be that lean and muscular.
I mean, how
75?
Incredible does he look? The thing is that a lot of these rock, I kind of gave him benefit of the doubt because I've been assuming he's been on stage his whole life. And like, I mean, I don't think Mick Jagger's on TRT. Maybe he is. But he looks incredible. Doesn't he look incredible?
Also, Mick Jagger is incredibly wealthy and can take the best care of his body
that
he possibly can.
Yeah, but like,
by the way, Mick Jagger had open heart surgery, I want to say within the last 5 years. And there's video of him running around on stage afterwards at like 80.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's 80 plus years old at this point.
No, I know. The rockers, it's like it's this weird dichotomy. Like they have the terrible lifestyle, but they're also so fit from
Mick Jagger's 81.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild. All right. Diddy news. I always have Diddy news.
Always have Diddy news. What's the streak on Diddy news in the EP lately?
Okay, by the way.
It has to be a month straight.
I'm going to pull back the curtain.
Okay.
Okay. For people that always attack me.
Yes.
I will admit, I am intrigued in the Diddy story.
Mm-hmm.
The sexual nature of it, all the rendezvous and everything, the cuckolding.
The titillating portion of it.
I am intrigued. But you understand that Valdez is supplying me with the vast majority of these stories, just so you understand.
Yeah.
I don't always go with
him. It is a huge story.
Right. I don't always go with
him. He's usually the curator.
He curates 90% of the EP every day.
The details.
It's a benefit to me, and I appreciate it.
The details coming out of the latest testimonies are, they're just getting more and more intriguing.
You didn't even put it in here?
Is this the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend?
This is the girlfriend, Jane. Yeah, Jane. She's still on, and she's talking about how she learned, she had to like Google it, like what is it? She learned that he is a cuck. Like he likes watching people have sex with his girl.
Yeah, she testified.
She didn't understand it.
She testified.
She had to look it up to figure
out
what it is.
It's the longest trial ever.
It is.
I'll say that.
Well, I mean, it should be. It's a freaking serious charge.
We're locking in on cuckolding right now.
Okay. But anyway, but she did testify that Diddy forced her to have sex with sex workers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if she didn't do it, he punched her in the face. That's what she said.
Well, I didn't hear about the punching in the face part, but that's not unusual.
He would hit her.
All
these girls. You saw him hit her.
Saw him hit Cassie.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, all these girls are all saying the same thing, that he wanted to watch them have sex, and he would, at various stages of, you know, involvement on his end.
Various
stages of involvement.
She testified that...
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Thank you.
Puff was bi, and Puff hated himself for being bi.
Oh, is that what it
is?
Yeah.
So apparently some people say that could be an underlying...
I wish they would say bye-bye to him.
An underlying issue. But dude...
Yeah, not B-I-B-I either.
No. We didn't talk about this. B-Y-E. And maybe I dreamed it, okay? So you can attack me.
We will.
But I thought I saw a story over the weekend that somebody testified, or that they did an interview recently, that... Diddy and his mom had some sort of weird relationship, like way weird, like the kind of stuff that Drab likes. Okay, the kind of stuff that Drab Googles.
Yeah, but that's usually like son and stepmom.
No.
It's not son and mom.
Well, they have to say stepmom to be legal, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why they do it.
Right.
They're also saying that his kids.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm telling you, I read this somewhere, that his kids were performing sexual acts on the mother, on his mother.
I don't know.
They're the weirdest, most bizarre family ever.
You are. That's your algorithm. That wasn't a real story.
That was a fake story?
Did he have sex with his mom? That would be...
No, not Diddy having sex with his mom. Diddy having, like, weird relationship with the mom. Like, I think there's even images of him kissing the mom, like, on the lips
in public.
In public. That's weird. I don't care what anybody says. Kissing your mother on the lips is weird.
That is bizarre.
Weird. It's weird. And something about the grandkids.
I hadn't heard that. But
Daily Mail has an exclusive, so it's a clickbaity headline, where it says, Diddy's very sexual mother's new power move after mom and son creepy kissing video highlighted his sexualized childhood.
Yuck.
Yeah, I think he had a sexualized childhood, too. Like, one of those deals where, like, the mom was having sex with other dudes and he was in the room or he was in the bed, you know, all that stuff.
Mom was upstairs killing it while you're downstairs watching TV.
Yeah.
Like a Michael Jackson bit.
I think it was Mike Tyson.
Michael Jackson used to see his
brothers. I think Mike Tyson said his mom maybe had sex with him in the bed or something like that.
I could learn more about this, but I'm not paying to be a part of the Daily Mail Plus exclusive club.
No, but I could give you a link.
Hey, fellas, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.